Did you, if you wanted to keep a hen that was about to set, would you keep her off?
Have a small place with a fixed. I got one out here and there.
Yeah, you know, I noticed you got chickens out there.
Well, we have them, but Kenan bought them.
What do you call that little?
Well, just a little house to put up a chicken whenever we get rid of one. Fatten one, you know, put him in it, and if one's sitting, go out there and catch him, put him in another part there.
Maybe call him a chicken coop. Yeah. And did you call it a coop when you were young? Was it a chicken coop then?
No, it's a chicken house. A little chicken house. We're back in the day, that's right.
You're really very helpful because you can remember those things and explain them so that I can understand them.
I try my best. Yeah.
I appreciate it. Where would you keep the cattle? Would they stay when they weren't in the barn? Where would you keep the?
Keep them in a pasture, you know, where they run and graze.
Would you have a place fenced in around the barn where you keep them or not?
They run large at that. Well, sometimes we'd have a place kind of fenced in around it. If it didn't, coming in right out from the pasture, then they'd go right on in their stalls, you know. Mm-hmm. We'd have a little place fenced off their stalls.
Would that be a cow lot or?
Cow lot, we'd call it. Oh. We'd usually say anything to cow pen. Which was meaning just what you said.
I'm not clear on this. What's the difference between a cow lot and cow pen?
Well, it's not very much difference between it. A cow lot is built of a little larger place, cow pen is built of a little larger place and a cow lot is a great big place.
I see.
One big place and one a bigger place.
I see.
What we call.
Mm-hmm. And did you, the place where you keep the cows to milk them, what would you call that?
We'd call that in the cow stall.
I see.
That's what we'd use for that.
And that would be inside the barn?
Inside the barn. Mm-hmm.
Did people ever milk their cows outside?
Yeah, we milked them outside of the barn.
And that would be called?
In the lot.
Oh, that just would be in the lot.
Yes.
Just
be in the lot.
And when it was time for the animals to eat, you'd say, well, what would you call that time?
I better get ready and go to milk the cow.
Uh-huh.
About time I was milking.
And when it was time for them to eat, what would that be, fodder time or?
Not any time. Let it be morning or night. Mm-hmm. I'd say like that.
You just say feeding time.
Feeding time. Mm-hmm. Time to milk. Mm-hmm. What I would like that.
Mm-hmm. Morning.
And would somebody say in the old days, well, it's time to feed the critters or time to feed the cows or time to feed what? How would they say that?
Time to feed the queers. I didn't get.
How would you? You might say to your wife, "Well, it's time to go out and feed the
cows."
Cows.
That's what we're talking about.
And that would mean the pigs and everything. What? How would you say when you feed everything? Horses, mules.
I say I feed up everything now, and now I can come in.